In Northwest News on KPLU, if you're a victim of domestic violence, you can go to court and get a permanent protection order from your abuser. But if you've been sexually assaulted by a stranger, the protection order is only temporary. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us about efforts to change that in Washington.
Mary Ellen Stone, who directs King County's Sexual Assault Resource Center, says unlike in domestic violence or even harassment or stalking cases where protection orders are permanent, judges can only issue the sexual assault protection orders for 2 years. Stone cites a recent example of a freshman girl who sought a protection order from a boy in her class who had assaulted her.
They're going to be in the same school, presumably, for the next 4 years. It would be really helpful if she could go through her 4 years of high school knowing that she has some protection in place.
Often, Stone says, these are situations where the case did not go through the criminal justice system and a civil protection order is the only recourse a victim has. A law that would have made the sexual assault protection orders permanent died in the state legislature this year, a victim, you might say, of gun politics. The National Rifle Association wanted an amendment that would keep the 2-year limit on protection orders in place where the judge had required a perpetrator to surrender his or her firearms. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.